Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Oh, yes. So that's Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, of course. Hang on a minute. That does not sound anything like Robert Plant singing. It's not even a voice at all, though it sounds like one. Instead, it's a cello played by classical musician Maya Beiser. Now, this version of Kashmir is off Beiser's 2014 album Uncovered, arrangements by Evan Zipporin. He's director of MIT's Center for Art, Science, and Technology. And Beiser is performing these songs tomorrow night as part of MIT Sounding, a series of performances at MIT. But Maya Beiser and Evan Zipporin join us in the studio to talk about how they've fused classical cello with the likes of Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Janis Joplin, and more. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This was the most awesome thing I heard all day.
Oh,
So let's listen to a little bit more of it. So, Maya, tell me, what is it like playing this song?
Oh, it's so much fun. I have a blast.
I mean, you can feel it. You can feel the blast that you're having. I mean, Evan Zipporin, you did the arrangement, right?
Yes.
What's it like? What's the process of taking a Led Zeppelin song and turning it into what we heard, which is so recognizably Kashmir, but it's its absolute own thing as well?
Well, the first thing is it's taking a Led Zeppelin song and making it something for Maya, because Maya has a very unique approach to music and to her instrument. I mean, basically, even when she plays classical music, she looks and sounds like a rock star. So in a certain sense, it's just a matter of thinking about what would work for her. So it's all built around the cello. I mean, what we just heard, it sounds like guitars and to some extent because it's distorted, but it's absolutely, other than the drums, it's all cello.
It's all cello.
It's
really
all cello. It's as old as multitracks, layered, built on top of each other. Everything is cello, and then we just process it in different ways, mostly like an electric guitar would process guitar. So we use guitar pedals and just different analog and computer technology to process the cello, but it's pretty, actually you can hear right now, it's pretty acoustic. I think we have up to 24 layers of something like
in
that.
In this one, yeah.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because I was reading back about what Jimmy Page said when he first wrote the song, and he said that he had had a sitar and was interested in Arabic and Middle Eastern music, and that's sort of where the inspiration for this song came.
Right, and actually this, I did an album in 2010, I believe it was, or a few years before that, which was called Provenance, which was all about my upbringing in the Middle East. And so I wanted to play all this music of the Middle East. And it was this complete serendipitous that Evan, at the same time, sent me this arrangement that he made for Kashmir. And he's like, hey, what do you think about playing this? And I didn't, you know, it was not intended for the album, but as soon as I got the score, I was like, I gotta play this on the album.
We had this shared passion for music that wasn't really our own. I mean, she's Israeli, I'm American, but we were classical musicians, you know, so we were always peering through the fence at all the fun. And but you know, this was the music we listened to, and this is the music we loved, and it was just like this light bulb. Let's just find the tunes that we really believe in, and really think we can do something with.
Okay, so on that note, I want to play another one, and I'm not gonna actually give it its full introduction. Let's just listen to this another track off Uncovered. So everyone and their dog knows what that is, right? That's Janis Joplin's version of Summertime.
Right.
But of course, Janis Joplin is not in this. This is all you. Why is this song special to you?
So when I was 16, I was a classical music geek. And my first boyfriend actually brought me an album of Janis Joplin. And you know, it shook me to the core. It's just her unique and this relentless, raw expression that just went right into my inner shrine, you know, which was completely, until then, only the likes of Beethoven and Bach. And I wanted to play the cello the way she sang. So when Evan and I started to talk about what we're going to do for this album, it was clear we had to do a Janis Joplin. She's a big hero of mine.
Let's listen to a little more. Note that is really good. So when you're doing the arrangement, Evan, I mean, how closely do you want to adhere to the actual expression and notes that Janis Joplin herself used to cover a song that had been covered by others as well?
Well, it depends on the tune, but in this case, as close as we could get, really, because there's something so perfect about it. And I mean, after all, it's not a Janis Joplin tune, right? It's a Gershwin tune. So what makes it Janis Joplin? I mean, when we started doing this with this and also with the blues tunes and other things, I told Maya, look, you know, this has to really rock. You know, you can't sound like a classical musician trying to imitate, you know, a rock singer or a lead guitarist, you know. So, because if it's that, it's just going to fall flat on its face. It'll seem inauthentic. So I knew she could do it.
Well, you know,
and she did it.
Well, the approach, I mean, you said it was perfect, and what's fantastic about it is that it's perfect in its imperfection.
Yeah.
And so it's it was all about the nuance, and it was, for me, it was actually about almost unlearning kind of the, you know, pure, beautiful sound that I learned how to play as a classical musician, but and find all these other things, find the gritty.
I mean, not to diss other instruments, but I feel like the cello is perfect for this,
mm-hmm.
because it occupies a tonal range which works really well for this kind of music.
Yes, it's really true. And you know, we had a multi-layered approach to this album, but the two kind of big themes were, one, cover those or find all those vocal nuances in those iconic singers that we were working with, and the other was guitar, you know, mm-hmm. Doing those crazy electric guitar solos, which, you know, there's a Jimi Hendrix one, there's a Jimmy Page and the likes, and Kurt Cobain. So and I really wanted to try to find that electric guitar sound, which you can hear a little bit also on the AC/DC tune.
we're gonna hear that one in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's actually hear. There's a different one I wanted to play first, and that is the uncovered version of Pink Floyd's "Wish You Were Here."
Yeah.
Thank you. what I really loved about this one. It's so lush. I mean, it's really beautiful. And I wonder if that's something that you want people who come to the performance tomorrow night to sort of walk away with. Because you said, Evan, earlier that you had spent through your part of your classical training peeking through the fence to the other side. Is this the attempt to say that, you know, like you can travel from one side to the other seamlessly?
Yeah, I mean, it was about tearing that fence down, I think. I mean, for us, really, it was a very natural process. With this one, I mean, this is very transformed from the original. We really stripped it down and thought about, you know, what is this song about? What's there when you take away, you know, the original sound of it? And built it up from there. I mean, there's some Arvo Pärt in this.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I think what Evan did with this arrangement is just so it's fabulous. And you know, when we recorded it, we kind of jokingly called this our Christmas tune because it was certainly the most, you know, kind of lush, beautiful. Yeah. And the approach with this one, there's absolutely no processing. It's really just the beautiful, natural cello sound, but just layered on top of each other to make this. It's a unique one.
I had to let her sound like a cello at some point.
Well, as much as I did love that version of Wish You Were Here, I do want to close the show with I think what was my favorite one. Okay, so this is your version of AC/DC's Back in Black. I have to say, everybody in the studio, everybody in the control room, everyone's rocking. Like, if you are not moving when you hear this, you have no soul. That's what I want to say, right? It's so good. Is it? This has to be, you said it earlier, but it's got to be so much fun to play.
This is unbelievable fun. Yeah, it's really great. We always end the show with this, and everybody goes nuts. And I got to give it to Evan that he convinced me to do this tune, because this wasn't
you
the one.
You needed convincing.
it wasn't a natural one for me to take on, at least initially. But then once we found it, which took us a while, you know, we had different versions and, you know, we tried different things. We had to find the right way to do this.
Yeah.
But once we found it, it was just, you know, it actually became my favorite tune on the album. So.
Well, it's fantastic. Maya Beiser and MIT professor and composer Evan Zipporin, thank you both so much for joining us today. It was really great to talk with you.
Thanks. Pleasure to talk to you, too.
Beiser will be performing songs arranged by Evan Zipporin tomorrow night at MIT Sounding. We've got more information on that performance at our website, radioboston.org. But let's listen to a little bit more now of AC/DC's Back in Black from the Uncovered album.
Yeah, tearing down those fences here on Radio Boston, a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston, but we're going to leave you with Maya Beiser shredding it on the cello.